Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts. So, Nikki, what do you think is a good reason to go to a high-end jewelry store?
Oh, well, if we're talking about Ben Affleck, it's for a scavenger hunt. Really, Ben? Yeah. Really? A scavenger hunt?
Truly, like, Ben and Jen are just toying with us at this point.
Right.
I mean, Ben hanging with his mom in front of engagement rings at Tiffany's while the cameras clicked away, it's absolute gold.
Yeah. So, I think a great reason is to buy an engagement ring. There's a thought.
Wow. That's a crazy thought.
Right?
But everyone seems to think that Britney Spears' boyfriend, Sam Asghari, was doing just that at Cartier in Beverly Hills yesterday.
Yeah, he was spotted asking to see diamond rings.
Yes, and please, like, is Britney finally going to get her fairy tale ending?
Ugh, after what our girl has been through, she so deserves it.
Yes, and the ring could double as a weapon for her, so it's great. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Nikki Boyer, sitting in for Arisha Skidmore-Williams. Today is Friday, September 3rd.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant-eraser-foundation.
So Britney Spears' longtime boyfriend, Sam Asghari, may have been dressed casually, but he definitely wasn't shopping casually. You know what I'm saying?
He was not. He was rocking that navy tracksuit, but the paparazzi were snapping away at Sam while he visited the high-end jewelry store Cartier in Beverly Hills yesterday. And the pics make it very clear he's looking at rings.
Well, like, yeah.
Gigantic diamond rings.
Right.
And at one point, he obviously asks to see one of the rings out of the case because the next thing you know, he's taking photos of it on his phone, but it's not really clear yet if he bought the ring.
Right. And of course, everyone is thinking what we're thinking, which is Sam is shopping for Britney's engagement ring, right? My fingers are so crossed for this. But interestingly enough, this isn't actually the first time that there have been engagement rumors for Britney and Sam. This is, it has been going on for a little bit.
Yeah. So back in July, the two were seen going through a Starbucks drive-thru and the paparazzi snapped photos of them. Sam was in the passenger seat. Britney was driving, which is a big deal for Brit. And The photos show Britney wearing what looks like a diamond ring on her finger. And of course, that led to a lot of people thinking that Sam had already secretly popped the question. But of course, there was really never any confirmation of that.
Right. But we do know an engagement could be a real possibility, even though the rumors have never been confirmed and it was kind of wishy-washy. But now we feel like it's a real possibility because they have been together for a little while and they have been through some stuff.
Oh, for sure. I mean, they've been together since 2016, and a lot of people know they met on the set of Britney's music video for her song Slumber Party, and they bonded over their love of sushi, and eventually they made it Instagram official, and now they're having slumber parties every night.
All the time. They made it really clear that they really, really love and support each other, and I'm all in on this.
You know, me too. Like, Britney had that Insta post back in 2018 where she said Sam inspires her, makes her feel like the luckiest girl in the world. And then just last month, Brit posted a pic of them together with the caption, "Not only has this cute a-hole been with me through the hardest years of my life, but he happens to be an extremely good cook."
Oh, I love this love.
Yeah, it's super cute.
Yeah. And Sam has actually been right there with her during all of it, right? He's just right there. He made multiple comments about wanting to start a family with Britney, which I think is super sweet and super, like, he's not hiding his love for her, trying to play cool, right?
Right.
So back in 2019, he actually told Entertainment Tonight that he definitely saw a future with Britney, saying, "This is something that every couple should do. That's the whole point of a relationship. We are family." Oh, I love him. No, I really do.
I mean, let's not force kids on everyone, Sam, but that's sweet.
Right. That's what he wants, right? Yeah. And then he also said, "Trust me, if we do ever get married, everybody's going to know."
Right? Of course. Right. We will. So in March, Sam also did an interview with Forbes saying he wants to take the relationship to the next step. And he also says he wants to be a young dad. And then 2 months ago, he joked to the paparazzi that he and Britt were already married with twins.
So I love it. I think he has a great sense of humor and he's not hard to look at. Just saying.
Definitely not. No.
Now, Britney has also made it clear that she wants to get married and that she hopes to have more kids, too.
Yeah. So a lot of people know, we even talked about this on Even the Rich, Britney has been married twice before, most memorably to dancer Kevin Federline from 2004 to 2007. She also shares two kids with Kevin, Sean Preston and Jaden. And then back in June, during Britney's massive court testimony about her conservatorship, Britney said that she wants to get married again and have another baby, although she also says the conservatorship prevents her from getting married and won't let her remove her IUD.
Oh, my gosh. This one always hits me. Every time I read that in the press or I hear anybody talk about this, I still can't believe this is 2021. I'm like, are you serious right now?
God.
Anyway, and Sam has really stuck by Britney's side through all of this, like through the entire conservatorship, like for real, stick by, not like the Instagram version of it. I think for real.
Right. Yeah. I mean, like back in April of 2019, after the news broke that Britney checked into a mental health facility, Sam publicly supported her on Instagram, saying it isn't weakness. It's a sign of absolute strength. Mm. People should only be inspired by this. At least I am. And then he added hashtag stronger, which... ugh. Such a good reference. I mean,
right.
And then when the Free Britney movement began to, you know, gain really large traction earlier this year, Sam definitely didn't hold back what he thinks about her dad, Jamie Spears. Right. He said, "In my opinion, James is a total dick." And we all agree with you on that one, Sam. And then in June, when Britney gave her now famous court testimony, Sam posted a photo to his Instagram story of himself wearing a T-shirt that said Free Britney, which I loved.
I know. I did, too. I really heart Sam and Britney together. I'm not going to lie. I follow Britney and I follow him on Instagram, which is hilarious because I feel like such a dork. But I really love kind of seeing their interaction. And she's really trying to help his acting career. And they met in such an organic, loving, sweet way. And I think they entered each other's lives exactly when they were supposed to. I want to see the Hallmark movie version of their relationship. Not going to lie.
I mean, to play devil's advocate, she did meet Kevin Federline organically and look how that turned out. But I will say, I think I wasn't sure about Sam at first, but he's actually really growing on me. So right now I'm Team Sam. I hope he doesn't change my mind.
Right. Okay. So even though this potential engagement is the big news happening right now, Brit's making headlines this week for some other reasons.
Always. So a few weeks ago, we talked about how her housekeeper made a complaint against her for potential battery after Britney supposedly smacked a phone out of the housekeeper's hand. And on Wednesday, we found out that the DA will not be pressing charges, which I'm sure Britney is super relieved about. Like, right? She's got so much going on right now. She doesn't need this, too.
Her plate is so full.
Oh, my God.
And we also heard from Brit's lawyer, Matthew Rosengart, who actually claims that Jamie Spears, her dad, is trying to extort her for $2 million. Like, dad, like, he needs to sit down. He needs to sit down, clown. It's time.
I know. I mean, I wish I was shocked by this. I'm not. But apparently, Jamie responded to the petition to remove him as a conservator of Britney's estate by saying he'd only step down if certain conditions were met, specifically if he was paid for outstanding bills that he says are $2 million.
What did he spend $2 million on?
I mean, this guy's getting so much money from her. How does he have outstanding bills? That's right? My question. So Britney's lawyer, Matthew, called this extortion. He released a statement saying Britney will not be bullied or extorted, and Jamie does not have the right to hold his daughter hostage by setting the terms of his removal.
Whew. So needless to say, it's been a big week for Brit. So maybe Sam was just looking for a present to cheer her up, right? Like something little to put a smile on her face. Or maybe celebrate that she's not being charged. I don't know.
That's fair. But I feel like an engagement ring is what would actually put a big smile on her face.
Right.
So, I think
because I'm so invested, I think Sam needs to think about my feelings, and this engagement ring would put a smile on my face.
Take us all into account, Sam.
Come on.
Listen, if you're in Cartier and you're looking at big diamond rings, in my mind, that can really only mean one thing.
A girl can dream. A girl can dream.
Yeah, seriously. And I gotta say, I feel like Sam was maybe trying to get caught by the paparazzi. Like, he had to know that they're on his trail always, right?
It's a super high-profile store in Beverly Hills. I think this was like he was dropping a hint. He was like, hey, everyone, look what's happening.
Yeah, look over here. Rings. It's so exciting. I mean, look, it caught my attention. So good job, Sam. Whatever you're doing, we're buying it.
We sure are. From Wondery, I'm Nikki Boyer.
And I'm Brooke Ziprin. This is Rich and Daily.
If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review. And be sure to tell your friends.
Please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
Our amazing theme song is by Gems.
Michaela Myers is our senior producer. Britton Perlman is our producer. And Joshua J. Ha Chang is our associate producer.
Steve Macer is our story editor. And Sam Ada is our sound engineer.
Executive producers are Tina Rubio and Marshall Louie for Wondery.
Have a great long weekend, Richies.
See you Tuesday.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.